From National Public Radio and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. We're going to start today's show with a kind of musical quiz. Take a quick listen to the music that's playing right now. Recognize it? This love duet was inspired by one of the most famous romantic tragedies ever written. Still, if it doesn't ring any bells for you, you're not alone. It's the final duet from Frederick Delius's opera, A Village Romeo and Juliet. The opera has roots in the classic tragedy by Shakespeare, yet it's hardly in the operatic standard rep. Okay, if you didn't get that one, here's another chance. See if you can name this tune. This time, we're listening to a chorus from another opera inspired by a famous drama. It's from Hamlet by Ambroise Thomas. And again, if it doesn't seem familiar, that's because Thomas' opera just isn't a frequent visitor to today's theaters. Still, when it comes down to it, both Thomas' Hamlet and Delius' Romeo and Juliet are far better known than many other operas based on Shakespeare, and there are plenty of them. Over the centuries, hundreds of Shakespeare operas have been written, and nearly all the composers who contributed to that list would have been thrilled if their operas had been as successful as the two we've just sampled, with one notable exception. This famous witch's chorus is from Verdi's Macbeth. Comparing this drama to most other Shakespeare-based operas is like comparing an Oscar-winning movie star to an actor whose only claim to fame is a fast food commercial. And Macbeth is probably the least well-known of Verdi's three Shakespeare operas, which also include Otello and Falstaff. Even so, Macbeth has been appearing on stages all around the world ever since its successful premiere more than 150 years ago. On this edition of World of Opera, Verdi's Macbeth comes to us from the Bastille Opera in a French national opera production, starring Violetta Urmana as Lady Macbeth and Dimitris Tiliakos in the title role, all led by conductor Theodore Kourentzis.